Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This coming Sunday, the 12th, is Mother's Day. In Japan, Mother's Day is celebrated every second Sunday of May, like in the US, as a day to express gratitude to mothers. It's customary to say thank you and to give mothers flowers on this day. Around this time of the year, the spring roses and many other flowers in Fukuoka are in full bloom. As part of the One Person, One Flower campaign in Fukuoka City, many flowers have been planted in flower beds around the city, so you might see quite the colorful display while walking around town. Speaking of flowers around town and a great day out, Umino Nakamichi Seaside Park in Higashi Ward, Fukuoka features about 1,200 rose plants of approximately 220 varieties in two areas of the park. As you might have guessed, with all those flowers, it's also a popular spot for photography. Another place, the Fukuoka City Zoo and Botanical Garden in Chuo Ward, has about 1,800 rose plants of approximately 280 varieties. The spring rose garden is rather spectacular due to the large size and number of flowers. I go nearly every year to enjoy the view and the scent of all those roses. If you haven't been yet, then get out and enjoy the beauty and fragrance of the spring roses blooming in Fukuoka City for yourself or with your mom, because it's a great place to take your mom on a date.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, well, now I have some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Is there anything you don't understand about residency status and term of stay regulations? If there is, the Fukuoka City International Foundation provides free consultation on these matters to the international residents of Fukuoka City. Consultations are held every second Sunday of the month. They're offered from 1 to 4 p.m., but you must register by 3:30 p.m. A gyosei shoshi, or administrative lawyer, will answer your questions and offer consultation. The consultations are held on the fourth floor of the Fukuoka City International Center, which is located in Hakata Ward's Tenyamachi. There are English and Chinese interpreters present, and so consultation in English, Chinese, and Japanese does not require a reservation. For other languages, however, please consult with the center at least 2 weeks in advance. The phone number to call is 0120-661799. Again, that is 0120-661799. To continue, I've got information on the International Foundation's line call service. If you're connected to the Fukuoka City International Foundation's official line account, you can use line call to contact the center for advice on life here, as well as to make reservations for the free professional consultation services that the foundation provides. Interpretation over the phone for 22 different languages is available. You can also sign up to get information on events or useful information for foreign residents of the city. So, if you aren't already connected online, just go to the Fukuoka City International Foundation's homepage and click on Add Friend to get connected. However, be aware that you cannot send messages through the chat function. If you want to send a message regarding getting advice, then please look up the Fukuoka City International Foundation's homepage on the internet and fill out the help request form on their website. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.